Good morning and welcome to The Journey, Season 3. And we're glad to have you here this morning. We're doing this live on Facebook on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:30. And Season 3 of The Journey is just about God in a day that is a day of much unsettledness and a lot of questions about how is life going to work out. It's great to get back to that anchor point of who God is. And so today I want to look at the righteous God or the holy God. In the news this past week, there was a sad story about a mother of six children who, over the last about 6 years, embezzled public funds to the amount of £55,000 as she lied on her tax credit report and got benefits and child tax credits of which she wasn't due. She was living with a partner and claiming that she was living on her own. I can't imagine what it was like for that lady as she stood before the judge, and that judge sadly had to say to her, I feel badly, most badly for your family, but I have to sentence you to a year in prison. You know, as she was thinking and contemplating that crime that she was committing, she may have thought to herself, everybody's doing it and getting away with it. I'm going to get away with it, too. She likely never pictured herself standing before a judge and having to give an account of the things that she had done that were unlawful. You know, the judge can't be a lawbreaker. He can't agree with her, her theft and what she did. The judge must stand and give a righteous judgment. You know, today, as we think about God being a holy God, he's also a righteous judge. And he's the one before whom everybody must stand. Isaiah 57 verse 15 says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy." You know, God is a holy God. And as you think about that, that to some people might put them off from God. Almost like a criminal would think of that judge and have a fear of that judge because of what's in that criminal's life. But what I want to express to us today is that there is great security for us in the holiness of God. Okay, again, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy." Again, holiness meaning that he is righteous. So God's holiness offers us great security. And I just want to share four things about the security that we have in God because of God's holiness. First of all, heaven is secure because God is holy. Heaven is secure. There's no sin that is allowed into heaven. Right now, it's the COVID-19 outbreak, and we're currently enduring a lot of understood restrictions because of that. And so in our hospitals especially, there's great caution about any of that infection getting in. And so there's stringent cleaning procedures. There's something called PPE, personal protective equipment, that a person puts upon themselves because they want to keep that disease out of their body. They want to keep the disease out of the hospital. And really, it's very important that they do that because what they are preventing potentially is death from that disease. You know, in God's original creation, every day God created, God said it was good. Well, death isn't good. Sorrow isn't good. Sickness isn't good. We understand that. So how could God say it was good? Well, God said it was good because until man sinned, there was no death. God told Eve, "The day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." There was no death before man disobeyed God. Man's disobedience opened the door to death to come in. And the Bible says in Romans 5, verse 12, "Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men for that all have sinned." Very sadly, that door was opened back in the Garden of Eden. It's a door that's continually opened in the lives of people. As we continue to sin against God, the consequences of sin is death. But I remind us today, because God is holy, sin cannot enter into heaven. Nothing that defiles is ever going to enter into that door, into that holy, eternal place of everlasting life. That desire that we have for no suffering, no sickness, no death, no sorrow, all those desires in us are fulfilled perfectly and eternally in heaven because God is holy. So praise God, heaven is secure because God is holy. Secondly, justice is secure because God is holy. Justice is secure because God is holy. You know, as that judge stood and he had sentence that he gave to this mother, when he did that, he was protecting us. He was protecting taxpayers who had their money stolen. He was protecting people that honor the system and follow the system and are rightly rewarded according to the system and not taking advantage of that system. You know, if God wasn't holy, there would be no such thing as justice. The Bible says in Revelation 20, verse 12, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And this is a very sad, sad day. That's a future day that's coming. But what it means is this. For everything that you've ever felt hurt about, you felt like, you know, that person sinned against me. That person wounded me. That person hurt me. Can I tell you this today from the Bible, that that sin was either taken care of at Calvary by the Lord Jesus Christ as he suffered and as he died and he was punished for that sin? Or that sin is paid for by the person that will stand before that righteous judge and give an account of every work that they've ever done and be judged accordingly. You know, praise God for justice. Now, for us, we might think, you know, Pastor Ben, that's a very serious thing because there's a lot of things that I've done against God. Well, can I say this? We're going to come to a future point and what we're considering that might encourage you. But the fact is, everything is going to be judged perfectly because God is holy. So heaven is secure because God is holy. Justice is secure because God is holy. And then God's word is secure because God is holy. You know, lies hurt. There's a lot of people that say, well, I only tell white lies. I tell lies that don't hurt anybody, but lies do hurt. My son recently ordered some silver bars on eBay. And, you know, as he got those, they looked great. I mean, they're lovely, beautiful pieces of silver, it seemed, until he became suspect and cut one in half and realized, I think it was a copper alloy that was coated in silver plating. You know, that hurt my son to have that lie given to him. And there's many times in life where somebody's going to tell an untruth, and that's going to hurt us deeply. But the truth about God's holiness is this: God cannot lie. Everything that God has said is absolutely secure. The Bible says in Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? God is going to fulfill everything that he's ever said in the word of God. I enjoyed this past week speaking with five young men on a street. I was walking past and I spoke to them about God, and we were having a great conversation about God. But one of them asked me, why do you believe the Bible? And it was an interrupted type conversation. I couldn't say anything for very long without being interrupted in what I was saying. But I said this to them, you know, 66 books, 44 human authors, written over 1,500 years, and it all agrees. And praise God, there's some wonderful things that we can look at in the Bible and say, I believe the Bible because, I mean, there are some archaeological things or some historical things or some accuracy or prophecy that is there in the Bible. But can I say this today? I believe the Bible because God said it. And God can't lie. And praise God for that foundation for our faith, that anchor point where we can grab a hold of absolute truth and say, other people get it wrong. My pastor may get it wrong. My good friend may get it wrong. But God never gets it wrong. Praise God, God's word is secure. And then lastly, salvation is secure. Salvation is secure. Heaven is secure. Justice is secure. God's word is secure. And salvation is secure because God is holy. Now remember, sin can't go to heaven. Sin has to be punished. If God let sin into heaven, heaven would be corrupted with the death and everything that we've talked about. So there's no way today, if I have sin in my life, I may think I'm a good person. I may think I've done more good things than bad things. But the truth is this, if my sin hasn't been cleansed, if my sin has not been taken away by God, I cannot enter into that holy place. Now, praise God, there is hope for us. And that hope is also found in the righteousness of God. Now, you may not know this. You may understand that Jesus is the Son of God, but the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is God. And very quickly, there's another video that you can watch. I think it's season one that speaks about the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, the fact that he is God. But let me just give you these points. He is creator God. Without him was not anything made that was made. He is worshiped. You read in the Bible many times that men worship God. He forgives sins. Only God can forgive sins. He is the judge. The Bible says the Father committed all judgment unto the Son, and we know that God is the judge before whom we'll stand. And he is Emmanuel, God with us. And holy God became holy man. And Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. And when he died on the cross, remember, the punishment for sin is death. Jesus Christ did not die for his sin. Jesus Christ died for your sin, and Jesus Christ died for my sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Now we're talking about the righteousness of God is what's necessary to go to heaven. God is holy. No sin can enter therein. God will impute to me, he will give me the righteousness of Christ if I accept the fact that Jesus Christ, when he died, he paid the complete price for my sin. There's a man named Andrew Arnaud Beltrain, and he was a French gendarme. And in a hostage crisis situation, this man graciously traded places with a hostage, and this man gave his life, and that woman went free. You know, that's exactly what Jesus Christ offers to us today. It's like that woman on trial saying, "You stole 55,000 pounds from the public purse. I sentence you to jail," and somebody standing up and saying, "Would it be okay if I paid her debt? I'll pay it in full. I'll make more remuneration if that's what's necessary so that she could go free." Jesus Christ paid the price of hell for us, praise God, on Calvary. And because he is a righteous God and he was the righteous man, our salvation is secure because of that. Praise God. And so have you considered the righteous judge? Someday we're all going to stand before that righteous God and we're going to give an account. And we may think like everybody, we're going to get away with it. You know, everybody's doing this. Nobody believes in God. And yet someday we'll stand before that holy God and we'll give an account. Now, we don't have to be afraid if we understand these truths today. Heaven is secure. There's a place where there is no sin. Justice is secure. Every sin is going to have to be paid for completely. And that could be me. But God's word is secure. So when I read truth like this in the Bible, Isaiah 57:15, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy." Listen, "I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that's of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one." It means this, that holy God desires a relationship with you that you can have because God will forgive you of your sin through Christ. He will make you holy, but you got to be humble. You got to be contrite. You got to let God break your heart and realize what you owe to that Savior who died for you. And then you can enter into a secure salvation, which God accepted when Jesus Christ, holy God, died in your place. Praise God. He's a holy God. Let's pray. Father, I praise you for the grace that you give. I thank you for the truth of your holiness. Father, rather than being something fearful and that we are afraid of, or that Father, we stand in judgment upon you because of your righteousness, Father, may we humble our heart and realize, wow, that means that there is a secure place, heaven, where sin cannot enter in. And Father, that we understand that the promises of God are absolutely true promises, that there's going to be complete justice, that we've never been wronged or we've never wronged anyone except that it'll be made right. And Father, that salvation, praise God, is secure. Father, if somebody's been saved, they are saved by the grace of God. And Father, just pray for that person out there today that's thinking about it. I pray today would be the day that they humble their hearts and say, "I want to dwell with that God, that holy God." And Father, that they have a humble and contrite heart and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. God, would you bless this message to the hearts of your people? It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. It's been good to be with you. I look forward to being with you next week, Tuesday, Thursday at 9:30. And thank you for joining us today.